So, didn't catch the show on
Saturday?
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Oh, hello, podcasters. Good to have your ear.
For both of them. And a massive happy birthday for technically tomorrow for Nate.
Thank you, guys.
Woo!
Shawnee B, producer Grace, back in the studio as well. We love that. What a surprise today was. Love that.
It feels weird hearing all our names together again. Hey, like it's been been a while for me. Like,
yeah, this is out
strange.
Of, this is out of the archives. Mm.
This is somewhere our old boss, Sweet Chili Philly, is just like, yeah. I gave him all jobs.
He's like, I made all four of these people.
That'd be nothing without me.
Shout out to Phil. He actually texted us this morning.
Yeah, he did. Nothing to do with my birthday.
Oh. Not listening to the show. He just, what did he send? He sends, so this morning, not listening to the show at all, he sends a message to me and Nath, and it's about, it's a screenshot, or it's a photo of him watching the news sunrise, and it says, the thank you wave is declining. Someone needs to save it. And then Phil wrote, this sounds so 5 months ago.
Yeah, nothing about that. I looked down, I was like, oh, Phil's listening. No, it's about the thank you wave. Oh, it is. How good is this? The team's back together. Producer Grace, she's still a little drunk, but that's okay.
Yeah, all right.
What was the occasion last night? What were you doing last night?
My partner was DJing.
Oh, you were just no, couldn't
I was
remember
like,
it.
Was there an occasion? No, it was just my fiance Diana was DJing and had the like 1 a.m. till 3 a.m. slot.
Mm.
And being a good DJ wife, I had to stick around till
the
end.
Yeah, of course.
Is that, I mean, we call you Producer Grace because that's what you've been forever, but is it now DJ wife? Is that the new title?
DJ wife, yeah.
DJ wife Grace?
Yeah, DJ Wag.
DJ Wag. Well, it's good that she's getting some practice in because, I mean, DJ Diana, Mama DeLecce, and Shawnee B, both DJing at my 30th.
Yes.
Which
next
is
week,
big too.
It'll be hectic. We have to line out. I reckon we'll be playing some similar stuff. So
yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah. The
make
set
will cater to Nath too.
Yeah, well, that's true.
His repertoire is not very big.
Just hard, I mean, just real hard styles rap, Sean. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, oh, you love that, don't you?
Bit of 50 Cent.
Bit of in the club.
Yeah, in the club.
I just feel like Diana's not going to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, make.
Grace is doing the eyes.
Yeah, I've missed the eyes.
God, how I've missed that look.
I want to tell a story about Grace's eyes in a second. No, like, she's not going to make a playlist for you, though. I just don't, like.
No.
There's not a Venn diagram of Nate's music taste and Diana's music taste.
Oh, there's a tiny thing.
Well, what is in there? Yeah. This is a good chat. What is in there? What do you think Diana and Nath both love?
You both love a bit of like Kylie.
Yeah, I love
Kylie.
Kylie Gaga, I'm happy with that.
Although Diana was like, I'm done with pop music. And I was like, what do you mean you're done with pop music? Literally
the biggest
last
pop slot
night.
There is.
Yeah, can they wait one more week and then be done?
Yeah.
I'll play the pop and then Diana can play what she wants.
Yeah.
Dancy, real housey stuff.
Yeah, well that's
maybe we won't play similar stuff.
No, you're actually.
Yeah, I was completely wrong, wasn't I?
Well, to be fair, we haven't all been in the same room in a while. So.
It's like riding a penis. The other night, we do Hump Day Wednesdays on the show, Sean. Mm-hmm. So it's like Hump Day, and we got this big opener made, and it's got Grace's voice in it. And now that Grace is gone, I realised part of us doing it was just to piss her off.
That's why we had that whole thing made.
Yeah, so the other night, Grace, I don't know if you heard, so the show starts, and it's like, how does it go?
It's the hippity heart. I can try and find it if you want.
Maybe listen, yeah.
It's the
because all in my head right now is N-A-T-H.
Yeah, I know. Now that we're doing
it
that,
goes, that's
song.
The way a hump I like
yes!
it.
Yes,
that's now you have another audio grab of me saying that.
Do you not remember how when you listen to it every day?
All I've been listening last night, right? We're watching the footy, and so we got this song made with Audio Balls and Shawnee B. I played that all last night for my roommates, so that's just burnt into my brain. But so we play the Hump Day opener. And we look at it, we've got a huge team at the moment, right? There's all these people out there.
Yeah.
And they're all just super into it. They're all like standing and clapping and doing the hump thing.
And I'm like,
and then I kind of turned back live and I just went, it's not
as fun without Grace getting mad at us.
We look at it and Grace is just arms folded, the eyes.
She comes just
like the old Gossip Grace opener, the one, you know, the one you didn't play it all the time. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that was a banger. Everyone in Hobart loved
people
that.
People loved
didn't
it.
They?
Yeah. Gossip Grace.
It was so
doing
good.
Gossip. Yeah. It's Gossip. Mm. Gods of Grace!
And you would say,
I really wish you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Wait, was that what I said?
Yeah, I think that's
something
that's
like that. Gosh.
Yeah.
We should do a podcast where we remember stuff we all did.
And call it the Remembering Podcast.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Really good. Really good. We can call it from a caravan.
Put it on the listener app.
What have you been doing, Grace, since
Well, I went to Mexico for 2 weeks. That was beautiful. Highly recommend.
What's actual Mexican food like?
Very meaty.
Yeah?
It's just lots of meat, sauces, tortillas.
Apparently it's completely different.
It is different. Yeah, but right. Great. Yeah. Fantastic food.
What's the biggest difference? Just more meat?
I would say so.
And you're not
a lot of the flavours are little bit different.
You're not a big meat eater.
Look, on holidays, I'll eat meat.
Grace is a pretend vegetarian.
I'm an ethical meat avoider.
Oh, God.
I remember why we fired it now.
Diana, her partner, put up this video, multiple videos actually, of Grace in this pool in Mexico.
Doing aerobics.
No, balloon animals.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so everyone thought that I learnt that in the pool.
Yes, I did.
No, I already knew that. I was just showcasing my skills.
What? Grace, you were the executive producer of the show for like 4 years, and we never knew that you could make balloon animals.
I forgot that I could do it.
How? We've had balloons in the studio so many times, you'd think of grab one and go.
You never handed me a single like worm-shaped balloon. I could have worked my magic with that.
It wasn't a balloon.
I did hand you something.
And you went, I need a couple of hands for this, Kim.
So what's your go-to? What are you?
I can only do a dog and a giraffe, but the giraffe is just the dog with a longer neck.
You're in Mexico. Yeah. How did you end up in the pool doing balloon art?
So we stayed at this super bougie hotel, and it was because it was literally everyone there was like a super rich American, and I was like, I do not belong here. But Diana was there for a work
Mexican
conference.
Backpackers.
So I was on my own at the pool every day, just doing the activities.
I just imagine a chalkboard. It's like 9:30, balloon pool animal.
No, but it's all children and grandkids.
No, it was adults only. So I did a whole bunch of acro aerobics. I did a salsa class, a samba class, a bachata class.
Bachata?
I don't know. Some cool. I was not cool enough to do it. I gave it a red hot go because it was unlimited drinks.
The bachata, I guess, better.
You'll have the bruschetta as an entree?
Yeah, no, it's bruschetta. No, I'll have the bachata. It says it on the chalkboard.
Yeah. And then one day they were like, we're starting the pool party at 1 p.m. Here's a balloon. And I was like, oh, okay. Everyone was just holding these balloons and they were like dancing for us, being like, come join the pool party. And like nobody was drunk enough.
Yeah. It was just you by yourself in the pool making balloon animals.
Yeah.
Did you make any friends? Because Diana had to do some work, didn't they?
Yeah. So I made a couple of, a lot of people on their like, bachelorette weekends. I just joined a couple of those.
Oh,
did you get lucky?
Did I get lucky? No. I mean, with my partner, obviously.
Yeah, what did you think I was asking?
I don't know. What are you asking?
This is a podcast, mate.
Don't worry about it.
I know you don't work here anymore. You can feel like you can say whatever.
Filth bag.
Keep it in your pants, mate. Jesus. Get your balloon out. You know what I mean?
Hell, we'll blow into this.
Yeah. It's the same colour, it's just a lot harder. Shorty B, what have you been up to?
Oh, me?
You've been doing a bit of travelling too.
Compared to Grace. What? No, I went to Hobart.
Yeah, you went to Hobart. That's fun.
That's a long session, actually.
Yeah. And you're going to
I'm going to Japan.
Oh, yes, is this your first time out of the country?
Yeah, I've never been overseas before.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I'm very excited.
Why Japan?
Oh, the cheap flights were cheap. They were on sale.
Yeah. So yeah, I love that.
Why not? So, yeah, and I'd get a passport, which was a whole thing. My parents aren't from Australia, which I didn't know. Like, they never became citizens.
This is great.
So I had to call the government up and be like, oi, government, what's going on? Where do I belong? And they were like, we don't know, mate. Not here.
Oi, government.
Yeah. I was like, am I getting deported? What happens here? Anyway, turns out I had to pay $500 to get a certificate to say I'm Australian.
Right. Okay.
Do you have a birth certificate?
Yeah, I do. You think that'd be enough, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because it says born in Launceston or wherever you're born.
Yeah, well, because on the application for a passport, no, I was born in Hobart.
Hobart, mate.
Same
thing. Yeah. But so what happens is you have to, when you fill out the application, you have to supply your parents' birth certificates or Australian citizenship certificates.
Yeah.
They didn't have either. Yeah. Then I had to supply mine.
Yeah.
I have a birth certificate, but that wasn't enough.
This was wild. When Shawnee was telling us this, like you had genuine fear you were going to be deported to a country that you didn't even
legit.
Know.
Legit. I was like, where do I belong?
Yeah.
Like a Christmas Island. Yeah, exactly.
Christmas Island.
Christmas every day. It'd be lovely. But no.
Grace did Grace face again.
No, she's back.
So how long are you in Japan for?
Just a week.
That's sick, though.
Excited. I'm excited.
What are you going to do in Japan?
Shop.
They've got phenomenal like clothing, sneakers.
Yeah, exactly. Go to Disneyland. I'm excited.
There's beers and vending machines.
There's like raccoon cafes.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Pokemon cafe too, which I'm very excited about.
You can smoke inside.
Oh, I'm not a smoker. Don't
even, pick it up. Why not? Yeah.
Do it while you're there.
Why not? But I'm stoked. I hate flying. I hate flying.
Yeah.
I keep watching that TikTok about the jelly. Did you watch that?
No. Oh, yeah. Anna Paul. Yeah. Yeah. That's Anna Paul.
Who?
Anna Paul, the famous OnlyFans. No.
Oh, oh. No. Don't worry about it. Show us later.
Subscribe. Shout out to Anna. I'm sure anyway.
Can we take it a step even further back? What's the jelly thing?
The jelly thing.
Cats, what's this chili? What's the only? What's going on here?
They put a piece of tissue or something.
Yeah,
she put tissue in jelly, and then they talk about how the what's that thing when the plane shakes?
Turbulence.
Yeah,
the turbulence. So I always freak out. I actually grabbed another man's leg once when I was sitting next to him on the
Grace
plane.
Grace did that in a vacation in Mexico.
Yeah, Grace doing that in the pool.
Yeah, Grace doing it right now. Grace, get your hands off my leg.
But anyway, so when it's like. You are the tissue in the jelly. So yeah. You don't move. It's actually just the
everything around you
moving.
Oh.
And so I keep watching that every time I fly now. Mm. I'm like, it's not me moving. I'm fine. It's just a jelly.
It's a great explanation.
It is.
And if you're on OnlyFans, Anna Paul, which is great.
Mm. I don't think you're ready for this jelly. Now I feel like every time we should be on a flight, I should bring out the jelly. Jelly cups.
You missed it a while ago, Sean.
I'm on healthy jelly.
We're on a flight. I think it was Sydney, Melbourne, and they brought out snacks. And the big fella, he loves his snacks.
Oh yeah. Mm.
And it was a salsa dip with some bickies.
Yeah.
And Nathan, his
I was on this flight.
You were on this flight.
I
yes,
was on this
Grace
flight,
was on
this yeah. flight.
Yeah, Grace was
and
there.
In and in Nate's excitement just to rip it open and get into it, he ripped it open so vigorously that he threw the salsa. Well, the pressure.
Because what happened was, so the pressure in it was
don't
built
blame
up.
The pressure. It was all you. Hey,
there was no one else on the plane.
Yeah.
his arm.
There was pressure. Oh,
yeah, and then I spent the next
we had to ask the flight attendant for soda water.
Soda water, right?
I've seen you with a tray of espresso martinis, Nate. Don't blame the pressure of the plane.
Oh, Vanessa Amorossi, am I right?
Yeah.
Hey, let me.
Oh, she'll never go on this show again, Vanessa.
We had to go to a meeting in Sydney, like an important meeting with our bosses. So Nate's freaking out because it was just like a day trip. So Nate asked the staff if they have soda water because I'm like, soda will get it. But, bro, it's all over. The shirt's gone, right? The shirt's gone. But he's not going to give up on it, right?
Was it a white shirt?
I think it was a white shirt.
I have video of it, actually.
Yeah. And I was like, Nathan, we'll just buy a shirt in Melbourne. No chance. No, he's not. No,
he was like pouring the soda water down the front of himself.
So then it's saturated.
I look like a sweaty mess.
So then he's like,
what's new?
I need to dry it. So he takes it off, holds it up to the aircon. So now he's shirtless.
In the plane? Or
on a plane? No, shirtless on a plane.
Shirtless
and they come back and they go, sir, we're going to need you to put your shirt back on, please.
I said, there's salsa all over me. I want to join the Mile High Club. Somebody take me out the back, would you?
Yeah.
Guys, loved having this. This is nice, isn't it? Having you two in here.
I know Nate, and he's stoked.
This is
look
nice.
At his face.
Oh,
I should have ended this 5 minutes ago, but my friends are here. I just want to keep talking.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Mate, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, if you are just joining us, it is Nate's 30th birthday tomorrow.
Last day. This is my last day of my 20s.
Last day of 20s. Now, we are celebrating on the show today because, full disclosure, we've pre-recorded tomorrow's show. We're not here. It's only fair. The big fella, only turns 30 once.
Mm.
So he's out celebrating today and tonight with his beautiful fiancée, Meg. So we thought we'd celebrate today. And what I want to do, Nate, on 131060 is, what should Nate do before he turns 30? So he has less than 24 hours.
Yeah, okay.
But what things can he squeeze in? What are those things that, you feel like...
Are you looking for things that are definitely achievable?
Look,
anything's achievable.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So what, call up with anything Australia and then just pitch it to the big fella.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
What I want you to do, Nath, is if you think you could manage to squeeze this in today.
What if I've already done it?
Well, no, that's good. You can go, hey, I've done that.
Oh, tick.
Tick.
Okay, yeah, great.
Yeah, because you're going to feel better about yourself. If people call up and they go, hey, you got to go skydiving, you would say...
Already done it.
Mm.
Sucker.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't have a go.
I know it's your day, mate, and I said you can do whatever you want. But let's not change the tone of the
show.
Yeah,
no, fair enough.
Like,
fair enough.
You suck. How do you feel, by the way? We were chatting about this yesterday. Nathan and I played golf yesterday. Mm. You feel pretty much the same, don't you?
No, I was saying this to my partner Meg yesterday. I don't know.
We were having this.
I get confused. You two blend into one.
I'm kissing both.
I don't feel 30. I don't know what you're supposed to feel like when you're 30. I feel like I'm a bit of like a Peter Pan situation.
Yeah.
I honestly, if you asked me how old I was, I counted yesterday. I was like, am I actually 30? Did some math. 93? Yeah, I am. I feel like a bit of a Peter Pan situation. Like never land or whatever. I don't want to go up.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
I don't think I ever will. We'll be celebrating my 50th. We'll use the same streamers.
We'll keep the same zero. There's like 30 balloons behind Nate. We'll keep the same zero. We just get a five.
Yeah. My own kids will be bringing in stuff and I'll be like, who are you?
Because you'll have dementia at 50.
Of course I will, mate.
So I'll still do the show with you, just so you know.
Oh, really?
You're super confused.
And I won't remember who you are.
Come off the song. Ah! So look, Australia, he hasn't got much time left. It is he's a
no, I meant... until I'm 30. He hasn't got much time left. He's on the way out.
Enjoy this today, big fella. Could be. No, he hasn't got much time till he's 30. The official 30th is tomorrow. We are celebrating on the show today. But what I thought, 131060 Australia, give us a call. Give Nath a list of suggestions, things he can do before he turns 30. He has less than 24 hours.
Maybe there are things that you did yourself. Maybe there are things that you've always wanted to do. 131060, what should I do before I turn 30? You got 24 hours to do it. And also, if you jump on the phones as well, we got $100 Soul Origin vouchers to give away. You can get plenty from Soul Origin for $100. You want to score that? 131060. Give me some suggestions of things that I should do before I turn 30 tomorrow. We'll take your calls next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And look, happy birthday to the big fella, Nate. Yeah, so
you're just
joining us. Nate is celebrating his 30th. It's this weekend. It's actually tomorrow.
It's the festival.
It's the festival that Nate begins.
The fezzy.
He's done this on purpose to Australia. Let me explain what he's done, right? So we're celebrating his 30th today because we're taking tomorrow off. There'll be a show. It'll be a best of, some great bits in there. But we're not on tomorrow, so that's why we're celebrating today. And then, how about this? The big fella decided to have his 30th party next weekend.
Yes.
So what that does is, it gives you a week of celebrating.
Yeah, it does. It also, if you're listening and you didn't get an invite, you just found out, didn't you?
Well, it's not a party. It's more of Nate's closest friends.
And, his nearest and dearest 100.
The 200 people that... No. In all seriousness, Nate's getting married next year to Meg, who we love.
Yep.
And the 30th is just for people to go, oh, hey, I'm close to Nate, before they realise they're not invited to the wedding.
Yeah, honestly, I've only invited people who aren't coming to the wedding. So.
Wait, I'm invited to the 30th.
Yeah, I know. Wait, did you get an invite?
Meg invited me. No, I think Meg invited me. Look, we've just asked 131060, what should Nate do before he turns 30? It is officially tomorrow, so maybe, Nate, you can squeeze in a few more things in your 20s.
Yeah, I love this. 24 hours to do it. Jules from Brookfield. Hi, Jules.
Happy 30th for tomorrow, Nate.
Thank you, Jules. Really appreciate it. Have you got something that I should try and do in my last 24 hours of my 20s?
I do. I've got two things for you. The first one is a pedicure. That won't take long. It's very relaxing. The other one is it's a Chinese calf and foot massage. They are amazing. It releases all the toxins from your feet and your legs. You will feel like you're cruising on clouds.
Jules,
me.
First of all, this is great, but it's also very specific.
Yeah.
I mean, and I love this. I mean, did you, Jules, if you don't mind me asking, are you over 30?
Yes.
Okay, did you do this before you were 30?
I wish I'd done it before I was 30. I only discovered it in the last few years.
Right.
But you've got time to do them.
Yeah, yep. Okay.
How long does it take, Jules, to do the pedicure and also the...
Pedicure, if you allow an hour for the pedicure, and then if you go into those Chinese massage places, it will take you probably about an hour to do the calf and foot massage, but you will feel sensational. I've been giving them to all my friends.
Right. Oh, well, Jules, maybe I'll just come and visit you in Brookfield.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you, Jules. Tom from Cranbourne East. Hi, Tommy.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. What should I do before I'm 30? I've got 24 hours.
I reckon you should climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge, mate.
Oh, it's a great one.
Have you done that?
I have done that, but should I do it again, Tommy, do you reckon?
Yes, 100%. If you're a thrill seeker, yes.
Right. So you've done this, Tommy, and are you over 30?
30 this year, but it's something I'd love to do.
Oh, so you haven't done it yet, Tommy?
No.
30 this year? So Tommy's pretty much the same age as me. Yeah. Tommy, should we just jump on a bit of a harbour ridge climb together? What do you reckon?
I reckon we should.
I don't think you could ask Tommy.
No one's thinking that.
No, I'd want. So you think what? Tom, have you got free any time this afternoon if you and Nate just want to pop up?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think it's a matter of just popping up. I think you might have to book it in.
I don't know, mate. Just climb it. Stop making excuses.
Thank you, Tommy. Claire from Marsfield. Hi, Claire.
Hey, how you doing? Happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Claire. What should I do in my last 24 hours?
Well, those ones were quite practical. Mine isn't, really. I think you need to go out and get wasted, because believe me, after 30, hangovers are worse than death.
So just go out and get plastered. I love that. Yeah. Claire, believe it or not, favourite suggestion so far.
Just get hammered.
It's a real one. It's real. Honestly, I can't do it anymore. I used to be party queen. I'm a loser now. I don't go out. I'm in my pajamas from 5.
Claire, can I ask how old are you now?
I'm 39.
39. When is it just getting worse every year?
It's so bad. It's so bad. And then put kids in there and just don't. Social life is gone.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know my favourite so far is I'm going to get wasted and get one of those Chinese massages.
And then climb the Harbour Bridge. No. Get wasted, climb the Harbour Bridge, then the massage afterwards.
Yeah, or on top of the Harbour Bridge. God, this is good. Selena from Herdsman's Cove. Let's do one more. Hi, Selena.
How you doing? Happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Looking for things I can do in my last kind of 22, 23 hours of being in my 20s. What's your thoughts?
Well, I've got two, actually. I've just thought about the second one for you.
Great.
First one, do a naked run.
Yep. Okay, a naked run. Where, anywhere in particular? Like somewhere public, Selena?
Anywhere you like to. If you want to run up to Hobart, go for it.
Well, that's a big run.
We're currently in Sydney. Sydney to Hobart, very different.
Go and run a marketplace then.
Okay, marketplace. Or the Harbour Bridge.
Harbour Bridge. Nude.
It could do that. Okay, yeah, love it. Suggestion one. What else you got, Selena?
And go and get a Brazilian wax.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Selena, he needs it. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Now, look, Nate, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Appreciate it. Happy
birthday. Yeah, for those that are maybe just joining the show, it is Nate's 30th tomorrow. We're celebrating today. For those that have been listening the entire time, sorry. This is a very Nate-heavy show.
Finally.
It's been Jimmy for years.
Nathan the boys.
Welcome back to the boy and Nathan.
Yeah.
That guy and Nathan. Glasses and Nathan.
Yeah.
What we're going to do now is, look, it's hard for me, Australia. I love Nathan. Nathan's my brother. I'm going to chat a little bit later in the show about, you know, why I love the big fella so much. But we've been doing this sort of for around 9-10 years.
Yep.
Early days, it was just Nathan and I not broadcasting. We were just doing fake shows.
Fake shows to nobody. We would put it on like a USB or a floppy disk back in those days.
And I did listen to some of that stuff and thought about playing it on the show, but it was pretty awful.
Mm.
And full disclosure, we're in a contract renegotiation year, so I don't want to be playing anything on the show that highlights our...
And may jeopardise the shit things we do.
Yeah, it may, you know, cost us a couple of $100,000. I sat down with our audio guy, Audio Bones, and we've put together more of the recent stuff.
Okay.
What I'm calling some of the best bits of Nath.
Nath, congratulations on the big 3-0. For tomorrow, which is actually when your birthday is, and we're celebrating it today, and it's all very confusing, but let's move on. In those 30 years, you've met many people, but for those who don't know the Big N very well, here's some guidance for you. You should know that Naif is a kind person, someone who loves to share.
Do you guys want some toilet paper?
He's also a swallower of gum.
Don't do that! I've never seen him for 7 years.
What? Actually?
Yes.
Call a doctor?
Nath isn't afraid to give his honest opinion when it comes to your choice of cinema experience.
Do not go to a 4D cinema experience because they suck.
Those grumpy old man vibes are already showing. Some people know Nath as the knob fiddler.
Someone fiddling with my knobs. Is that Nath again?
But what's he doing? You secret knob fiddler, you.
It's okay to be a knob fiddler. It is, I mean, if you listen to Jimmy and Producer Craig, maybe it's not okay. But if you're in the car with me, I'm fine with you fiddling with my knobs.
Ah, knobs in the car. The context was really needed there. Speaking of cars, if you've got a flat tyre, we've got just the guy who can help you.
For some reason my car has custom wheels on it, so I have to have a custom nut. Or a sneaky nut. Nope, not suitable for broadcast.
He's also more than happy to help with your next wedding performance, as he can also play guitar too.
Said it's cold outside, and you hand me a raincoat.
let's hope he doesn't play at his own wedding. A word of warning, never give Nafe a stick, or he might end up doing this.
The wand chooses the wizard, Harry.
Expecto Patronum! Stupefy! 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 Reducto!
I'm sure he thinks he's hilarious. Nafe also has a lovely fiancée called Meg, and I'm sure she gives Nafe's lips many kisses. But she isn't the only one who kisses Nafe.
I was in Thailand once and I got bitten by a monkey. I have to go get a tetanus shot. Sure. They're crazy, those monkeys, aren't they? They just come out of nowhere.
But they tell you not to...
Yeah, I shouldn't have gone near it. It was the monkey cage. There was a monkey cage. And then
the two guys
said they love kisses.
Bit you on the lip.
Too much tongue. Too much tongue from that monkey.
I mean, I thought I'd get tongued in Bali, but by someone else.
And speaking of kissing, Jimmy, don't leave Nafe hanging again.
What are you doing?
Oh, isn't that the next bit?
No, we're not doing that. Why? Why did everybody kiss me?
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Well, there you have it. Some interesting stuff about Nafe. Hopefully you learned something. And on a more serious note, happy birthday, Nafe. Know that you're adored, loved, and cared for by so many. And you make us all laugh and smile. A big happy birthday to you. Love ya.
Ah! Oh, thank you, Audio Bones. Thank you, Jim. Very lovely. Although now my PTSD from getting bitten by a monkey.
Let's come back. Some good moments there. Some of my favourite parts there, Australia. I mean, you couldn't see it, but Nate's just trying to think of, like, when did I do that?
Because, God, I do some
you
stuff
do
on
some
this show.
Bits.
There was part of that, like, from a video where I was on a beach with a stick pretending to be Harry Potter.
Yeah.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, Harry Potter, for those who don't know, is a huge part of Nate's life.
Yeah.
So we struggled to find, maybe because I've tried to ban Harry Potter from the show. So it was like, Bones is like, I can't find any Harry Potter on the show. So that was, that's what that was.
Yeah,
too.
No, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Yeah, Meg, that came up as a Facebook memory. So I remember I was walking along a beach with Meg and we were kind of a bit lost and I found a stick and I just started doing Harry Potter spells to her. And she's still with me 10 years later. So.
Marry that woman.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
The Mother's Day is around the corner.
Your birthday.
Well, that too,
jeez,
of course.
Carrying on.
But second fiddle to my birthday is Mother's Day.
Yes.
Around the corner, and to celebrate it and to help get Australia, get ready. We've got something pretty special lined up for the good people of Australia from our friends over at Price Attack. It's worth $1,500, $1,500, and it is called Jimmy and Ace Mother's Pay Swap Calls.
Jimmy and Ace Mother's Pay Swap.
Pay Swap. Pay Swap.
Give me back the microphone. Jimmy and Ace Mother's Pay Swap Calls.
All right, 13, 10, 60. Jump on the phones right now if you want to score $1,500 to spoil your mum or spoil yourself if you are a mum this Mother's Day, all thanks to Price Attack. How this works is, Jim, you and I, a favourite thing that we love to do is confuse the hell out of our mothers. Sometimes we'll call them, and then what we'll do is we'll swap the phone until they realise that they're no longer talking to their son. Because you and I, to some people, we sound very similar.
You and I, to some people, sound very similar.
See, who said that? Who knows?
Who said that? Yeah, no. I should stop doing that. It's going to get real confusing. No, true story, Australia. Once Nath's mum, she had Kath, we love Kath, she called Nath, and Nath and I just passed the phone back to one another.
Yep.
So she was on loudspeak the entire time and we just had a full-on conversation. And she was none the wiser.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
And we've done it to your... I've FaceTimed your mum and she said, hi, Jimmy.
You look good for once.
Shout out to our beautiful mothers, Sue and Kath. So based on that, it's a game that we love doing in Australia. We want you to get involved in this. That's why it's called Jimmy and Ace Mother's Pay Swap Calls. If you want to win $1,500, $1,500, we want you to do the same thing with us right now. What we need you to do is live on the show, we need you to call your mum on the air. And then you tell them how much you love them, why they deserve to be spoiled for Mother's Day, all that kind of stuff. And then at some point, you will hear this noise, a little ding, and that's when Jim, either you or I take over talking to that person's mum. However long it takes that mum to realise that it's no longer their child talking to them, it'll be a competition between two. Whoever figures out the fastest wins.
Yeah.
That's how this works.
I mean, the phone lines are blocked at the moment because you people love money.
Mm.
But yes, probably the big part here is we do need people to call who can get on to their mother.
Yes.
So if you know your mum's sound asleep and the phone's like on silent.
Unfortunately, this might not be the thing for you. So how it works is you jump on the phones right now, 131060, live on the air, will get you to call your mum. You tell your mum how much you absolutely adore her. And then at some point, both Jimmy and I, we will take over and see how long your mum takes to realise that it's no longer their child talking to them. As I said, it's all thanks to Price Attack. Give mum the gift of beautiful hair care with gift packs starting from just $29.95 at Price Attack. Righto, $1,500 is up for grabs right now. You got to jump on the phones. The game is Jimmy and Ace Mother's Pay Swap Calls. You call your mum live on the air, tell her how much you love her. You then hear a ding. We take over. We see how long it takes her to realise it's not you. We'll do it next. Jimmy and Ace, the round of strength.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Yes.
Jimmy and Ace Mother's Pay Swap.
Pay Swap. Pay Swap.
Give me back the microphone. Jimmy and Ace Mother's Pay Swap Calls.
Yeah, to celebrate Mother's Day, we've got $1,500 thanks to Price Attack to give away. Give mum the gift of beautiful hair care with give back starting from $29.95 at Price Attack. Jim, something that you and I love doing is just confusing our mums a little bit. One of us will be on the phone to them and then we'll just swap the phone just to see how long it takes them to realise that it's not their son they're talking to.
Yeah, sometimes they don't know. It's real disappointing from Kath and Sue. They don't even know their own son's voices. Or maybe just because they're probably both... out of anyone in the world who listens to us, like videos or podcasts or live show,
yeah,
those two would be 1A and 1B.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's why they can't tell us anymore. It's been 10 years of them listening, just
yeah,
going.
Yeah, it's been intermixed.
Yeah, they're mixed together. Which one's mine?
So, what we want to do is bring that game to the airwaves and involve the good people of Australia. How this is going to work is we're going to talk to somebody. We're going to get them to ring their mum live on the air, tell them how much they absolutely love their mum. They'll then hear this noise. At that point, Jim, either you or I, we jump in and see how long we can last on the phone to their mum before they realise that it's not their child that they're talking to.
I love this.
Okay, from Cessnock, Soph is contestant one. Hi, Soph.
Hi, how you going today?
Good, Soph. So you know how the game works. You reckon we can call your mum?
Yeah, well, I left her for work and she was up making a coffee, so she should be up.
Okay, all right. Okay. So you know how this works, Soph. So we're going to call her. You're going to hear her. So she'll answer and then you talk straight away. And then you'll hear this noise. You'll hear a ding. And then at that...
Sorry, just again?
You'll hear that noise, Soph. At that point, either Jimmy or I will step in, okay? And that's when the timer starts. You got that?
Yep.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to... You talk to Soph, Jim. Anything we need to know about a mum, and I will get...
Yeah, anything we should try and do, Soph, or say to pretend to be you?
I don't know.
Wait, I'm going to try and pretend to be you. Tell me if there's any good, Soph. Ready? Okay,
the
here
voice
we go.
Is going
to
be hard.
No, Nath, I'm talking to Sophie.
Sorry, mate.
You got to put the number. I'm ready, Soph. You say something, I'll try and mimic it back.
Okay. Say that when it's Mother's Day, we will go out for breakfast.
We'll go out for breakfast. We'll take a shopping. Nailed it, obviously.
Okay, practice is in. Very good. Okay, Soph, what's your mum's name?
Rachel.
Okay, so when Rachel answers, Soph, you start straight away. When you hear the ding, one of us will jump in, okay?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Calling your mum, Rachel. Oh, hang on. Oh, it's not working.
Oh no.
This is not good. Hang on. Let's see if this works. Okay, here we go. It's calling. Dial tone, though, which is a shame.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Hang on.
Just talking to Drew. What did you say?
Do you need me?
Yeah, I just want to say how much I love you.
Really?
Yep. And I can't wait for Mother's Day. We're going to go out for breakfast. And then I might take a shopping. And then I might get on the...
I might go drive the car around. You know, just us two hanging out.
What?
Rachel, you're live on the air with the Jimmy and Ace show. Your daughter Sophie's trying to win you $1,500 for Mother's Day. We were pretending to be her. Could you tell that it wasn't her talking?
Yes.
All right, very so Nate, we had 10 seconds and 40 milliseconds until Rachel went, what?
Okay, pretty good, pretty
That's
good.
The time to beat.
10 seconds, 40 milliseconds. Contestant number two is Brad. Brad from Maitland. Hello, Brad.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, bro. Are you happy for us to call your mum?
Yeah, no, I'm happy about that.
Okay.
Yep.
What's your mum's name, Brad?
My name's Val.
Your name's Val.
Your name's Brad. Okay, so this might be a little bit easier because I think our voices might be closer to yours, Brad. So you might have a...
What, you didn't think my impression of Sophie was any good?
I'm thinking that. I've got no chance. She doesn't sound like a girl.
Brad, what's Val doing right now? Do you know?
I think she's getting ready to go to the garage sale.
Garage sale. Okay, so Brad, you know how this works is. So we're gonna call Val, okay, and then when you hear the ding, you stop talking to her, right? And then one of us will jump in, okay? You just gotta tell her how much you love your mum, all right?
Yeah, sweet.
All right, here we go. All right, so we're gonna call Brad's mum Val now. She's gotta be 10 seconds when one of us jumps in. Here we go. All right. So she'll just answer at some point, Brad.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. It's calling. There's just no dial tone.
There's just no dial tone, so. She's definitely going to answer her phone, Brad. Val.
20. It's...
Come on, Mum.
Leave a message.
Should we try one more time, Brad?
Yeah,
one more time. Come on, Val. Val, answer the phone. Here we go. Come on, Val.
Yeah, in Australia, there's no dial tone. We can see the number calling.
Come on, Val.
Hello.
Mum.
Hi.
I love you.
Why? What now?
No, I just want to say Happy Mother's Day next week. I love you so much.
Why? What's
going
on?
I'm going to get you a good present.
Hey, Mum. I just want to let you know that you're very important to me, and I love everything you do for me. I don't think we got her at all.
No, I don't think we got her at all there.
Radio station.
Yeah, yes. This is a radio station, Val.
It's the Jimmy and Nath show.
So, Val, Brad, welcome to Mother's Pay Swap Calls. How this works is we had to try and convince you that you were your son, that we were your son, but unfortunately, I don't think we were very good at it. Were we, Val?
No.
Oh, well done, Sophie. You've won it, Sophie.
Congrats, Sophie. Sophie in Cessnock. You are our winner, 1.5.
Well done, Sophie. Congratulations. You've scored yourself $1,500 for your mum. How do you feel, Soph?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, well done.
You did good.
Did we 10 seconds?
I told you I did.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Look, I do want to actually have a quick chat to talk about Nath because Australia is his 30th tomorrow, and I will try and have this conversation without tearing up. But he is the best human being in the entire world. I don't know what I did to deserve such a great brother. And I've spoken about this many times on the show. He's more than my best friend. He's more than my work colleague, my co-host. Like, he is my brother. I'm an only child, so I don't know what that feeling is, but I imagine it is something like this. And Nath always wants to make everyone happy. Every time he comes in the office, he's singing, he's dancing. When we're out having beers, you know, he's doing bits, he's doing gear.
To
the detriment of everyone else. I am in a million group chats with him, and he reaches out to people every day. He doesn't forget birthdays. He's just so effing nice. But the thing I want to stress is, and I know that I'm so lucky that I have this bloke, Australia, is that I wouldn't be sitting here without Nath. I've had incredibly difficult battles with depression and anxiety, and there's definitely been moments where I have thought about taking my own life. And Lifeline's available 13, 11, 14, anytime that you need it. But I wouldn't be here. There's just some of these incredible lows where I would have given up if it wasn't for Nath, you know, always putting his arm around me, almost telling me how much he loves me. And, mate, you know that for the rest of my life, I'm incredibly grateful to you. And I know I haven't made it easy. And I've made some terrible decisions in my life that has not just, you know, hurt
you know, it's hurt you, and it's put you in a awkward position at times. Like I mean as well. Like Shaunie B's an incredible bloke. He's still sitting here in the studio, and me and Sean had a bit of a falling out, and that was my fault. That there's no one other than me, and Sean, his partner Mariam, they're wonderfully kind people that I regret not having in my life, but I make bad decisions at times, and I don't know why, man, that you keep loving me, because at times I really don't feel like it, and I mean it. I wouldn't be living. I wouldn't be breathing without you, man. You're so special, man.
Thank
I love you.
You. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. Appreciate everybody who's, I guess, been involved in making this day very, very special. Love you. We'll always love you as well.
I don't know why.
Well, because you make songs like that for me. Which is really-
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Bad joke.
Hey, good one.
Bad joke.
Hey, Nate.
Yep.
No joke here. I love you.
Thanks so much.
It's Dad Joke Saturday.
Zinger.
Zinger. No, I do love him. Yes, it is Dad Joke Saturdays, Australia. We just thought it's a fun way to sort of... There's one sort of last thing I want to do on the show before we leave today. But before that, it's just a fun way for us to have a little bit of a laugh, a little bit of a hee-hee.
Bit of a ha-ha.
Bit of a
Oh, that's a new one.
I like it. I don't like it.
Now I'm 30, now I'm doing new bits.
Oh, new bits. Yeah, new I like bits. That. Yeah. That's your new laugh, is it?
Yeah, my humour's completely changed.
Oh, it is.
You won't know yourself.
Mate, you've always been a dad.
That's true.
That's why you love these. So, yeah, 131060, give us a call, Australia. We'd love for you to share your joke, not just with us, but the rest of Australia. Nath, I thought I could kick things off.
Yeah, please do.
If that's all right. What happens when you put your hand in a blender?
What happens when you put your hand in a blender? I mean, wouldn't recommend it for those playing along at home.
Sorry, don't do that.
I don't know what.
We get a handshake.
I mean, gross and funny all at the same time.
Don't do that, guys. Nath, my wife. Yeah, she last night we were in bed together, and she really dramatically she just ripped all the blankets off me.
Oh,
ripped it off. Yeah, I'm okay. I will recover.
Great, love that. Yeah.
Why are lawyers?
So he's just scrolling down to his next joke.
Why are lawyers are buried 12 feet under? For those who don't know, Nath has a law degree.
Mm.
Why are lawyers buried 12 feet under?
Why are lawyers buried 12 feet under?
They get buried. So when they die, they get buried just so much deeper than other people. Do you know why that is?
No, why?
Well, because deep down, they're really good people.
Good.
It's a bit of a law joke.
Lawgy. I love that. All right. 131060 Australia. Jump on the phones right now. We need your dad jokes. And how about this? Best dad jokes going to score themselves a $200 athlete's foot voucher. That is up for grabs, but we need your dad jokes now. 131060. We'll take your calls next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Saturday.
Dad joke.
Hey, good one.
Dad joke.
Nate, why do horses have low divorce rates?
Why is that?
Because they have stable relationships.
Really good.
It's Dad Joke Saturday.
Now, look, Nate, before we get to the phones, massive round of applause. We're still joined in studio by a good friend of ours, Shaunie B.
Shaunie B, still here, guys.
Yeah. People, the rest of Australia won't know this, but people in Hobart, in Tassie right now, are losing their minds at the three of us being in the studio together.
Yeah.
We're getting heaps of messages on Instagram going, the three boys are back together.
Because all three of us used to do radio in Tassie for a while. We were doing breakfast, and Shaunie B was on after us, and this would happen every single show.
Yeah.
More importantly, our TikTok career, too.
It was like during COVID, so we couldn't really do anything. So the three of us we lived at this place, Lenna Valley in Tasmania. And we filmed so many videos. And they're all about vodka cruises.
Yeah. Or Disney movies.
Or Disney movies.
Lizzie McGuire.
That's right. Yeah. Head to the Jimmy and Nate TikTok. You can see some of
those. The Lizzie McGuire one is pinned at the top. I think it's like still maybe our most viewed video. It's got like 4 million.
It's my favourite video we've ever done.
I still have no idea about it. Like what role I'm playing.
Isn't it? You're Paolo, but you don't know who that is. You wore my dead nan's wig as well.
Yes.
It was
very sacred. I was like, did you give him nan's wig? I was like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, we did. And you rock that for Nana,
I think. No, jeez, I look good. Shaunie, you got a dad joke for us?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
At school, I was a straight A student.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they asked me a question, I'd say, A.
That's really good.
It's not even a joke. It's a true story.
Yeah.
Shout out to good people, Lonzo's and Grammar. Sean. Oh, this is weird. We're going from Sean to Sean. Sean from Sydney. Hello, Sean. That's you,
Hello.
Sean. Yeah, hi.
Hello,
how are you?
How are you?
Yeah, good. You got a dad joke for us?
I do, mate, I do. Yeah, last week there was a guy knocking on the door and I opened it and he was asking for donations for his pool. I said, yeah, mate, I can help you with that, and gave him a glass of water.
Listen to him laugh. Oh, that's great, Shorty. Well done. Let's go to Maitland. Hello, Lily.
Hello.
Lily, you got a dad joke for us?
Yep.
Go ahead.
What did the duck say when buying chapstick?
What did the duck say when buying chapstick? What's that, Lil?
Just put it on my bill.
Really good.
That's good.
Really good.
Because they don't have hands, yeah, so they need someone to apply.
Hey, don't explain, okay, explain sorry, the lid joke. Brad from Maitland. Hello, Brad.
That was really good.
Brad's listening to the radio jokes. Brad, turn the radio down. I know you're listening to the jokes that have just happened. We got you there, Brad?
Brad from Maitland.
Nah, okay, we're going to go back to Brad. He's caught up to listen to the jokes. Aaron from Brizzy. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Aaron, you got a dad joke for us?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Why do fathers take extra pairs of socks to the golf course?
Why do fathers take extra pairs of socks to the golf course? Why is that, Ez?
In case they get a hole in one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Shorties, they love that. Really good. All right, we'll go back to Brad from Maitland. Brad, have we got you there?
Yeah, got me now, boys.
Now, Brad, you've been listening to the joke so far on the radio because we heard it. Have they been sounding good, Brad?
Yeah, it's been good, bro. Especially the duck one, eh?
All right, Brad, what do you got for us?
Why do couples go to the gym?
Why do couples go to the gym? Why is that, Brad?
So their relationships can work out.
Happy
birthday, mate. Love you, brother.
Oh, thank you, Brad. As in like a gotcha.
It's a stitch up.
All right, one more. Damien from Burgess Creek. Hi, Damo.
How are you, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. You got a dad joke for us?
Yeah, I had a couple, but I had to change from the first one, so I changed to the second one, a little bit more mellower. But okay. I just moved on to a property, and my son came out of the chook pen. He said, Dad, why are chooks so funny? I said, I don't know why. He goes, bop, 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 because.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Quick time! That's it, Goss.
Yeah, that's it. Unfortunately, Australia, it is time to get out of here. And Nate, happy birthday.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
It is your 30th tomorrow, but yes. We're not here. The show's been pre-recorded. Sorry, we're not live, Australia. We're giving the big fella the day off because it is his birthday.
Yeah, the day off. I think it's SCA policy.
And it actually is SCA policy, which is the company we work for. Nate, a massive round of applause, Shawnee B.
Yeah, Shawnee B.
He's still here in studio. Now, Shawnee B, integral to our success as a Jimmy Nate show. Behind the scenes, he's the one that taught me to do videos. So if you see any Jimmy Nate videos, everything that I know, Sean taught me.
Now you're better than me. Yeah. What's going on there?
I am now the master.
That's what he wanted you to say, yes. Sean. Well done.
Thank you, Sean. But also, Sean helped us with content on air, crafting things, doing things, very integral.
Yep.
And two things. There is someone else that was very important in the Jimmy and A show, sure. In our success. Mm-hmm. So they are going to join us in studio now. But the only other thing that we haven't done this morning is sing your happy birthday. It's a very classic.
I've seen her. You can come in. Come on.
Here we go. All right, let's go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nave. Happy birthday to you.
Producer Grace. Yes.
Grace. Well, no, Producer Grace is here.
Yeah.
And in classic Producer Grace style. Well, I think she's just Grace now, isn't she?
And also, Producer Grace never let us light fires in the studio, and now we have 30 candles. Shabbat. Thank you.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's the streamers. I could literally start a fire.
Imagine. All right, Grace, pull up a stump. Come over here.
Come on, go on, Grace. Get on your old mic.
Massive round of applause. Producer Grace!
Yeah, she's here, guys. Oh my God.
She's not dead.
I'm not dead. Contrary to popular belief.
Thank you, Grace.
Sorry about this. Oh, she's still the same. She's scared of the streamers.
I'll be honest, I didn't get home till 4:30.
I actually saw, when I saw, so the thing is, so the way the studio is angled, I could see who's walking first. So I could see Grace. And then I saw her walk around the corner. I was like, I was on Grace's Instagram last night and I reckon she didn't get home until late.
We were messaging this morning because I got like, I put my Apple Watch on because I got up early and it pinged me. It's like, Grace just finished a workout. And I'm like, why is she walking at 4:40 in the morning?
Walking to get a kebab after
no,
a belter?
Walking to the car. We parked real far away. But Jimmy sent a message, replied to that going, miss the bus, like a little lol exercise message. And I woke up to that going, oh my God, I've missed it.
So, you know, Grace used to catch a bus into work, so she's freaked out.
Yeah, our guys are very, very special. To bring you two in, to bring Shawnee B and producer Grace in, I mean, what an awesome way to finish the birthday show. Thank you, guys. Look, and the cake.
Look, I mean,
what are you guys having?
Big cake. Gosh, a big cake.
No, look, in all honesty, Nath, I know that, you know, there's the celebrations that we'll do outside of the show, you know, and that's, you know, your partner Meg has a great day planned, though, even though she's panicking because she's like, it's not a
She just messaged me, and now she's going to be even more upset that Grace is in here as well. She's like, there's no way I'm going to match this.
But, look, conversations behind the scenes, Nath, I know in terms of, you know, there's our personal life, but there's our radio life.
Yeah.
And radio is a huge part of our lives. And I know that, you know, Shawnee B is incredibly important to you and the show, but I also know that, you know, over the past month, we absolutely love you, producer Grace. We've been so proud of you taking some time for yourself.
Yeah.
And we've said it on the show many a times. Yes, we did say you might have died and we fired you, but those things
all
are
rumors. All Nothing rumors.
It's all rumors. Really, we still absolutely love her. We text her every single day. We're walking her down the aisle at your wedding, which
also
is awesome.
Not happening.
I'm going to fight your dad for it. But yeah, look, we wouldn't have the success as a show. And I know, I mean, I'll let you say it, Nath, but yeah, producer Grace has been so integral to that, and she is and always will be a very close friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Grace, I love you to bits, and this is the perfect way to finish what is a phenomenal birthday show, to have you in here, although you are hungover as all hell.
Actually not. I'm waiting for it to hit.
You look great. Did you get rechanged? Or was
yeah,
new makeup?
I thought about it. No, it's half-half.
Okay.
It's a little bit last night's makeup, a little bit.
That's good.
New.
Nah,
once for your again, birthday.
I was about to say, thanks for putting me up here for the birthday.
Nate wanted Sydney Sweeney to come in. We got someone hotter.
I love all three of you. Producer Jay as well. You guys have made it such a special time. Really adore all of you. I feel very, very loved, very appreciated. And Jim, as you said, we wouldn't be the show we are without Shawnee B, without producer Grace. And it's only fitting to have you guys in as we finish the day today as well. So awesome. Love you both. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Love you, mate. Yeah.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.